The pasuk in our parasha tells us, "Hine barachti lakach, hine barach lakachti, or barach leyashivenu." Bilam describes how barachti lakachti, how Klal Yisrael has been the recipient of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bilam says, I can't do anything to change that. Says the Kedushas Levi, what does that mean? The pasuk says, Loi ish kel v'chazev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a human being. A human being says something, but he doesn't necessarily keep his word. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he chas v'shalom, curses Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does sometimes change that, and from the word sorrow, which means a painful situation, he could turn it into ritzei, into a positive situation. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude to Klal Yisrael, explains the Kedushas Levi, is only an attitude of blessing. So if chas v'shalom, we are not blessed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change that. But what Bilam was declaring here was that Kadosh Baruch Hu will never switch around and make a bracha that he gives to Klal Yisrael a klala. And once Klal Yisrael was blessed, that remains forever. And that concept, that what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu attitude to us, a bracha, and once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bracha, it never goes away, is actually seen in the Aseres HaDibros. It's interesting to point out that in the Aseres HaDibros, in the Dibros HaRishonis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em, the word Toiv does not appear. But in the Dibros HaAchronis and Parashas V'Aschanon, the pasuk says L'man Yitav Loch. And Medrash explains, because as we know, the first luchos were broken. And the word Toiva, if it were to appear in the luchos V'Aschanon, those luchos could have never been broken. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Toiva, it remains forever. But the luchos HaChroinus, which stay forever, they weren't broken, they remained forever, there the word Toiv is appropriate. Because Toiv means something which remains forever. And the pasuk in our parasha, again, when Bilam speaks about Klal Yisrael, he says, Kiel holim nota Hashem. Nota Hashem is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants. And it plants that constantly gives fruit. A tree that constantly gives fruit. And I saw that the Sefer Mikdash Mordechai says by every wedding, by the chuppah, the Masada Kedusha makes the bracha Mekadosh Ama Yisrael Aidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. He says that if we look at everything that takes place under the chuppah is a commemoration of what took place when Klal Yisrael, so to speak, became attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Kabbalah HaTorah. And when we, a couple, establishes a family under the chuppah, that is a continuation of what happened by Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's what happens, that we make a bracha. And what the bracha that we make under the chuppah is that chuppah should, that kedusha that is being started now, that can't ever stop. And that's the bracha we give every chasan kala. Just like Kabbalah HaTorah, which when we receive the Torah, it remains with us forever. So too, we give a bracha to the chasan kala, that bracha should remain forever. The pasuk in our parasha says, "V'yomel kim abilim leselch al am leselchimam, don't go along with them lesaras am ki baruchu." And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to express by saying ki baruchu? So I saw that Rav Dushinsky Zatzal explains that there are two reasons Bilam thought to himself why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be cursed. One is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And if he loves us, he doesn't want to hear us cursed. Just like a parent doesn't want to hear negative things about his children. But then he says, it could also mean something much deeper. What it means to say, perhaps, is that Klal Yisrael cannot be cursed. We're in a category, in a status of Baruch, that no Klala will work on us. And here Bilam didn't know what is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it a relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us? He doesn't want to see us hurt, but it doesn't mean it's impossible for us to be hurt. It doesn't mean that we are impossible to be hurt. If it only means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be hurt, so then, as we know, the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah teaches us that there's a moment every day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Bilam was well aware of that moment, and Bilam somehow thought to himself, I'll take advantage of that moment and curse Klal Yisrael. But if they can't be cursed, then nothing will work. And the Gemara Masechta Shavuos Daf Chav Zayin teaches us that if somebody makes a shvuah, for example, that he's going to do an avera, the shvuah is not effective. That oath is not effective. Gemara said very often in Masechta Shavuos, because we're already obligated to do the mitzvah. We're already obligated not to do an avera. And the Gemara teaches us, ein shvuah chala shvuah. Once we have a prior obligation that we're not allowed to do an avera, no shvuah could undo that. Bilam says to himself that Klal Yisrael, what is the status of Klal Yisrael? Is Klal Yisrael loved by Kadosh Baruch Hu, or is Klal Yisrael Baruch by Kadosh Baruch Hu? If Klal Yisrael is already blessed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, what Bilam says is that just like a klola can't be effective on something which is already committed to, so too a bracha can't be effective because they're already baruch. And that's what the pasuk says, that Bilam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, ki baruchu. It's not that I just love Klal Yisrael. The bracha that I gave to Klal Yisrael is a bracha of permanent good, ki baruchu. And just like a klola can't be chal on something that's already there, a bracha can't be effective if they're already baruch. At that point, Bilam realized that anything he's going to try to say negative of Klal Yisrael can't be effective. Because not only a Klal Yisrael, the subject of bracha and toiver from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the type of bracha that we are subject to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a permanent, never-ending bracha. And that's what the Kedushas Levi says. That is the type of bracha that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, he intended that it should be nitzchias. Kabbal Satayra is nitzchias. And that's how every Jew remains blessed for eternity.